It's Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. It's first thing in the afternoon with Kevin Mano. Just a real quick look at all the headlines, the trending stories that people are talking about today. Let's do it. All right, I always start with the top story, and the biggest story today is that terrible bridge collapse in Baltimore. Very early this morning, a cargo ship hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which brought a large portion of the bridge down. Just an absolutely crazy scene. Cars were falling into the cold water. It's been brutal. They called it a, quote, mass casualty event, which is just heartbreaking. It's been a fluid situation all day, and I'm not sure when you're going to hear this, but while at least a couple people have been successfully rescued, as of now, search and rescue missions are underway for at least six others. This is an absolute tragedy. It's terrible, but had this happened during the day with heavy traffic, just unimaginable. It would have been exponentially worse, but still thinking about those folks affected. Okay, jumping over to sports real quick. The top story at the moment is March Madness. Obvi, still going on. One of the biggest games last night was Caitlin Clark playing her very final home game in Iowa. She scored 32 points. Her Hawkeyes beat West Virginia and are now back in the Sweet 16. Last home game for her. That was emotional. And as for the dudes, the Sweet 16 is set, and those games will get started on Thursday. All right, okay, onto some entertainment headlines. Here's the big one. Everyone's talking about this one. Homes belonging to Sean Diddy Combs were raided by Homeland Security yesterday. This is connected to a sex trafficking probe. There are a lot of questions. There's a lot of speculation. A lot of others in the music industry are named in this lawsuit, including Prince Harry. He's in there, too. It's not just musicians. So naturally, this is blowing up. Prince Harry has not been accused of any wrongdoing, so who knows? It's too early to say exactly what's going on here, but that's not stopping everybody from talking online. In much lighter news, Robert Pattinson is officially a dad. Congratulations. He and his fiancée, Suki Waterhouse, were photographed pushing a stroller, so congrats to the happy family. There's an unexpected feud right now between Rebel Wilson and Sacha Baron Cohen. He's Borat. She has a new book on the way, and in the book, she has some really not nice things to say about him. She said working with him was traumatizing. He's saying that's not accurate at all. His representatives are saying her claims are all false. And lastly here, Arnold Schwarzenegger is now part machine, just like the Terminator. He just revealed that he had surgery last week to get a pacemaker put in, and he's recovering. He said he'll be 100% ready to start filming season two of his show FUBAR next month. On to some movie and TV news now. We'll start with auction news. The door, that floating door that saved Rose in Titanic, just sold at an auction. I want you to get a number in your head before I tell you how much it went for. $718,750. So almost $750,000. Somebody paid for that piece of wood. That's a ton of money. Also in the same auction, Harrison Ford's Indiana Jones whip from Temple of Doom. That went for about $500,000. And Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining, that went for $125,000. That's insane. In other news, there's another Jurassic World expected to come out in July of next year, 2025. And Scarlett Johansson is reportedly in talks to star alongside those dinos. How many of these are they going to make? And in TV news, season 3 of Euphoria has been put on hold. Apparently the scripts need some work. The cast is not going to be able to play high school students whenever the show eventually comes back, if it does come back. Keith Urban has joined The Voice. He's a new mega mentor for season 25. I nearly ran him over in a parking lot a couple weeks ago. That's true. He was walking way too fast, and I didn't see him until the last second, but crisis averted. He's fine. And hey, last one here. Spoiler alert, The Bachelor finale was last night, and Joey got engaged to Kelsey. Congratulations. And in addition to that, Jen Tran was named as the first Asian bachelorette. First one ever. She's 26 years old. She's Vietnamese American, and she's up next. All right, on to some music headlines real quick here. Madonna just announced that she's going to end her celebration tour with a free show in Brazil, May 4th in Rio. The press release said it's going to be free to thank fans for more than four decades of support. That's going to be absolutely massive. There are reports that Dua Lipa might be working on some type of concert movie or documentary or something. She has a new album coming May 3rd, and she'll be headlining Glastonbury in the UK in June, and she supposedly, reportedly, will be using that footage from that set for a film of some sort. And I don't know if you heard about Taylor Swift's dad's altercation with a photographer in Australia. He was accused of assaulting this aggressive paparazzo back in February. There was an investigation, and now we know that no further action is being taken. Scott Swift will not be charged with anything. Oh, and one last thing on a personal note while we're talking music. I'm going to go see Bob Dylan tomorrow night, like the actual Bob Dylan. He's playing a pretty small venue here in Nashville, and I'm going to be there. I can't wait. Crazy. Tomorrow night. Okay, a few additional headlines on this Tuesday afternoon. Speaking of things happening in Nashville tomorrow, is the one-year anniversary of the tragedy, Covenant. Tomorrow, to commemorate and show support for those affected, thousands of Tennesseans are going to link arms tomorrow. The plan is to make a four-mile human chain to remember the victims of last year's Covenant shooting. In social media news, Florida is banning social media use for kids under 14. This new law will require parental consent for 14 and 15-year-olds, and the whole thing goes into effect on January 1st of 2025. And I have a bunch of food news today. First, chocolate is getting more expensive. I just read that cocoa has become more expensive than copper. It surpassed $9,000 per metric ton for the first time ever. Apparently, this is due to poor harvests in West Africa, so we can all expect the cost of chocolate to go up soon. Bananas are also getting more expensive, at least at Trader Joe's they are. For the first time in over two decades, they are raising the price of a single banana from 19 cents to 23 cents. And lastly, a little less healthy than a banana, but McDonald's is going to start selling Krispy Kreme donuts, for real. This is going to be nationwide, and it'll be fully in effect by the end of 2026. You can get a Krispy Kreme donut at McDonald's.
The show is over now.
Okay. There it is. Just a real quick and efficient look at some of the top trending headlines. If the show does, you know, come back on a somewhat regular basis, it's going to look like this. It's going to be quick and to the point. If this works for you, let me know on Instagram at FirstThingPod. You can send me a message. Let me know if you want more episodes like this one, okay? Until then, have a great week. I'll tell Bob Dylan you said hi, and I'll talk to you soon.